You're listening to SBS News.
A team of researchers say they've found fossils that add two new ancestors to our human family tree. While these two creatures appear to have lived at the same time and in the same place, they are two distinct, different hominins. The team says one set of fossils appears to be fit for the genus Homo, that's the same genus as modern humans. The other seems to fit Australopithecus, the same genus as the famous Lucy fossil. Fossil teeth and bones from both creatures were found at Ledi Gararu in Ethiopia. It's a desert site about 30 miles from where the famous Lucy fossil was found. But the research team concluded that the Ledi Gararu Australopithecus teeth are a new species, rather than belonging to Lucy's species, Australopithecus afarensis. The new Homo teeth also don't appear to match any known Homo species. These new fossils date from between 2.6 and 2.8 million years ago, and they shed new light on human evolution. They're younger than the Lucy fossil, which is dated at about 3.2 million years old. In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from two members of the research team, Chris Campisano and Kay Reid, from Arizona State University in the US.
Anytime that we find a new fossil, or something new about an older fossil, what it did, what it ate, etc., we learn something about ourselves.
So what's significant about this find?
We have a puzzle and we don't have all the pieces. And it's exciting to go out there and find more pieces, which is what we've found.
In this paper, we present more evidence of the genus Homo from the site, but also another species that is Australopithecus, but not Lucy's species, which means that there is another critter running around the landscape that we were sort of unaware of. I think a lot of people, maybe not everyone, have an inherent interest in their origins, whether that's more recent origins or their deep time origins. I mean, kids like dinosaurs, why? They're cool. Early human fossils, I think, are cool too, and they're directly related to you, right? You can look at their teeth, you can look at their jaws, and you can see yourself in that, right? They may be 3 million years older than you, but there's a resemblance. There's sort of a humanity to it and part of you in that.
The reason this is so cool is because there's two different species of hominin, which is what we call human ancestors, hominins. And the fact that they lived together, lived in the same space, the same time, and they're very similar. That we all have features that make us look human, right? And so they have these features. So what were they eating? Were they sharing resources? Were they fighting over resources? Was one out competing the other that eventually went extinct?
But what it indicates is that there's not this simple progression between potentially Lucy's species and our genus Homo, but in fact, there may be another hominin on the landscape that we were unaware of, and that there's multiple species now on this landscape where we thought there might have been less diversity. We're seeing more diversity now than we saw in the past. And what we've been focusing on at Ledi Gararu is filling that gap between about 2.5 and 3 million years. First with the fossil jaw of early Homo, and now this new species, whatever it may be, of Australopithecus. And so it's finding the rocks of the right age and surveying them over and over and over again, looking for fossils. Again, they're very rare on the landscape to begin with, and it takes a lot of time. And now we've sort of started to flesh out what the landscape was like in terms of the number of early human ancestors on that landscape. And so filling in those gaps has been challenging, but ultimately rewarding in terms of what we've been able to show in that 2.5 to 3 million year time interval. We essentially went from no fossils in that interval in our region to now two different species. So Lucy was found, say, 30 to 50 miles away or so in an area called Hadar. And the youngest evidence we have of Lucy from that region is about 2.95 million years old. So we don't have any evidence of Lucy after 2.95 million. These fossils range from about 2.6 to 2.8 million years ago. So it's at least 100, 150,000 years after Lucy, not terribly far. You could, if you wanted to in a day, walk from where Lucy was found to where these fossils are found. It'd be a very hot, long walk, but you could do it. You can drive it in 2 hours.
I think that it's very exciting and very important to have found two different species existing on the same landscape at the same time. One, because it shows that evolution doesn't go this species, then this species, then this species. And I think that's very important. And the second thing is that they also existed together. They were on the landscape, interacting with that landscape, with other animals, which means also they were interacting in some way with each other. They were either competing for food, they walked past each other, they could have done anything together. I mean, we're not going to know that immediately, but I think we often just find one species, and yeah, that's great. We can put together how it lived, etc. But having two makes it a little more difficult and fun.